Okay, so you're here with us on the deep dive because I think it's safe to say you really value your time.
You want to get right to those nuggets of wisdom, those actionable insights, without having to wade through a ton of information.
You know, we get it, and that's exactly what we aim for here, too.
Absolutely. And today we're going deep on something that's super relevant for pretty much every business out there.
Mastering Google reviews and your Google business profile.
And we're doing it without getting bogged down in tech jargon.
Right. We want to make this accessible and practical for everyone.
You've provided us with some really solid resources on this topic.
And our mission here is to pull out the most impactful steps you can take to make your business really stand out on Google.
We're talking about enhancing your visibility, building trust with potential customers.
And ultimately attracting more business.
And what's really fascinating is how much of an impact even small changes can make.
Yeah, let's talk about that. So, why is a well-managed Google business profile so crucial these days?
Well, a big part of it comes down to SEO, but specifically local SEO.
Local SEO, right? So, can you unpack that a bit for us? What exactly does that mean?
Sure. So think about it this way. When someone in your area is searching for, let's say, the best pizza near me or a reliable electrician, you want your business to be right there at the top of those search results.
So it's about showing up when people are looking for exactly what you offer.
Exactly. And Google has a pretty sophisticated system for determining which businesses get that coveted top spot.
They call it the local three-pack, right?
Yep. And it's not as simple as just throwing in a few keywords here and there.
Google looks at a whole bunch of factors to figure out which businesses are the most relevant and trustworthy.
And your Google business profile played a huge role in that.
So it's not just about having a profile, it's about optimizing it.
Exactly. The more complete and accurate your profile is, and the more positive reviews you have, the stronger signal you're sending to Google that you're a legitimate and valuable business in your local area.
And that can lead to a higher ranking in local search results, which means more visibility and potentially a lot more customers.
Absolutely. And let's not forget about the customer's perspective.
Right, because often your Google business profile is the very first impression someone gets of your business.
It's like your digital storefront, your online business card.
And if it's incomplete or outdated, that's not a great first impression.
It can make you look unprofessional or even raise doubts about whether you're still in business.
On the flip side, a well-maintained profile with all the essential details.
Your address, your phone number, your hours, photos,
It
reviews.
shows you're on top of things that you care about your online presence.
And that builds trust right from the start.
And we know that trust is a huge factor in people's purchasing decisions.
Absolutely, especially online where people can't just walk into your store and get a feel for your business.
They rely heavily on those digital signals to form their opinions.
And Google takes all of that into account too.
They're constantly refining their algorithms to provide the best possible user experience.
And a big part of that is making sure people can easily find the information they need.
So if your Google business profile is easy to navigate up to date and provides all the essential details, that's going to contribute to a positive user experience.
And Google is going to reward that.
Yeah, here's where it gets really interesting. Google doesn't just give you this static profile. They give you a whole set of tools to really make it your own.
Yeah, we're talking about features like Google Posts, where you can share updates, promotions, events.
And even dedicated sections to showcase your products and services.
It's like having a mini website right within your Google business profile.
And I think a lot of businesses either don't know about these features or aren't using them to their full potential.
Yeah, it's a missed opportunity because these tools can really help you stand out from the competition.
All right, so let's get into the nitty-gritty here. What are the specific actions businesses can take to manage their Google business profile and reviews effectively?
Well, the first and most fundamental step is claiming and optimizing your profile.
Claiming it so that you actually have control over it.
Yeah, right. It's like establishing ownership and making sure Google knows you're the legitimate representative of your business.
And once you've claimed it, it's time to optimize.
Start with the basics, your business name, address, and phone number, your NAP.
NAP.
Okay, make sure those are consistent across all platforms.
Your website, social media, everywhere.
Exactly, because consistency is key.
Google uses that information to verify your business.
And customers notice inconsistencies too.
It can make them question your credibility.
So make sure your NAP is accurate and up to date on your Google business profile and everywhere else.
Okay, beyond the NAP, what else should businesses focus on?
Well, your website URL, of course.
Make it easy for people to find you online.
And then your business category.
Choosing the right category is important because it tells Google what kind of business you are.
And that helps them show your profile to the right people.
Okay, and then there's the business description.
This is your chance to really tell people, what you're all about.
Highlight what makes you unique, what you specialize in.
And use keywords that people are likely to search for when looking for a business like yours.
But don't just stuff it with keywords. It needs to read naturally.
Exactly. Google can tell when you're trying to game the system.
And it's not going to impress potential customers either.
Okay, and one more thing that's super important, photos.
Oh, yeah, photos are huge.
They give people a visual sense of your business.
Make sure you're using high-quality, professional-looking photos.
Photos that showcase your products, your services, your space.
Whatever is most relevant to your business.
Because a picture really is worth a thousand words.
Speaking of making a good impression, reviews are absolutely crucial these days.
They can make or break a business, especially online.
People rely heavily on reviews to make decisions about where to spend their money.
And Google knows that, so they give a lot of weight to reviews in their ranking algorithms.
So how can businesses encourage more reviews without resorting to shady tactics like buying fake reviews?
Well, the first thing is to just make it easy for customers to leave reviews.
Provide clear instructions on how to do it.
Maybe include a direct link in a follow-up email after a purchase or service.
Or a QR code they can scan.
And don't be afraid to just ask politely in person or on social media.
But always emphasize that you're looking for honest feedback.
Because authenticity is key.
Fake reviews are easy to spot, and they can actually hurt your business more than they help.
Google is getting really good at detecting and removing fake reviews.
So focus on getting genuine reviews from real customers.
And when you do get reviews, it's super important to respond to them.
Every single one.
Positive and negative.
Responding to reviews shows that you're engaged and that you care about what your customers think.
It's a great way to build relationships and show that you're committed to providing excellent customer service.
For positive reviews, a simple thank you is often enough.
But you can also use it as an opportunity to highlight something specific that the customer mentioned.
Maybe they loved your friendly staff or the speed of your service.
Responding in a personalized way shows that you're actually reading the reviews and that you value the feedback.
Now, negative reviews can be a bit trickier.
But they're also a valuable opportunity to learn and improve.
The key is to respond in a professional and constructive way.
Acknowledge the customer's concerns, apologize for any inconvenience, and offer a solution if possible.
And even if you can't fully resolve the issue, responding shows that you're taking it seriously.
It demonstrates that you're committed to making things right.
And it can actually build trust with potential customers who are reading those reviews.
Because they see that you're responsive and that you care about customer satisfaction.
So don't shy away from negative reviews. See them as a chance to improve your business.
Okay, we've talked about the basics of claiming and optimizing your profile and managing reviews.
Now let's dive into some of those extra features that Google offers.
Starting with showcasing your products and services.
You have dedicated sections for this within your Google Business profile.
And it's a great way to give potential customers a more detailed look at what you offer.
Use high-quality photos to visually represent your products or services.
And write clear and concise descriptions that highlight the benefits and value.
Think about what information would be most helpful to someone who's considering doing business with you.
Answer their questions before they even have to ask.
And make sure the information is up to date.
If you change your offerings or your pricing, update your Google Business profile accordingly.
Okay, now let's talk about Google Posts.
Google Posts are like mini announcements or updates that appear directly on your Google Business profile in search results.
You can use them to share news promotions, events, and basically anything you want to highlight.
And they're a great way to capture attention and drive engagement.
Make sure your posts are visually appealing with eye-catching images or videos.
And keep the text concise and focused.
What's the one key message you want to get across?
And include a clear call to action.
What do you want people to do after reading your post? Visit your website, call you make a purchase.
Google Posts are a fantastic way to keep your profile fresh and dynamic.
And to stay top of mind with potential customers.
Now you can do all these things. Optimize your profile, manage your reviews, create engaging posts.
But how do you know what's actually working?
That's where Google Insights comes in.
Google provides you with a wealth of data about how people are interacting with your profile.
You can see how many views your profile is getting, how many people are clicking on your website link or calling your business.
And even how many people are requesting directions to your location.
This data can be incredibly valuable for understanding what's resonating with potential customers.
And for identifying areas where you can improve.
Maybe you're getting a lot of views, but not many clicks on your website.
That could indicate that your website isn't mobile-friendly or that the content isn't aligned with what people are expecting based on your profile.
So use the insights to inform your strategy and make adjustments as needed.
Okay, we've covered a lot of ground here, but there's one more important piece of the puzzle.
SEO best practices.
Now, we talked about local SEO earlier in terms of ranking in local search results.
But incorporating SEO best practices into your Google Business profile is also essential.
It's about making sure your profile is optimized for the keywords that people are using to search for businesses like yours.
So think about those keywords and use them naturally in your business description, your product and service descriptions, and your Google posts.
But remember, it's not about keyword stuffing.
It's about providing valuable and relevant content
that
also happens to be optimized for search engines.
Because ultimately, the goal is to make it as easy as possible for potential customers to find you online.
Okay, and before we wrap up, let's circle back to negative reviews.
We touched on them briefly earlier, but it's worth emphasizing how important it is to handle them constructively.
Negative reviews can be frustrating, but they're also an opportunity to learn and grow.
See them as feedback that can help you improve your business.
And respond to them in a way that shows you're taking them seriously.
Acknowledge the customer's concerns. Apologize for any negative experience they had, and offer a solution if possible.
But even if you can't fully resolve the issue responding shows potential customers that you're responsive and that you care about customer satisfaction.
And that can go a long way in building trust.
Okay, and one final point that our sources consistently emphasize.
The importance of regularly updating your Google Business profile.
An outdated profile can give the impression that your business is inactive or that you don't care about your online presence.
So make it a habit to update your profile regularly.
Add new photos, post fresh content, update your information.
Keep it dynamic and engaging.
Because a stale profile is a missed opportunity.
So to sum it all up, your Google Business profile is much more than just a listing.
It's a powerful tool that can help you attract new customers, build trust, and ultimately grow your business.
But it's not a set it and forget it kind of thing.
You need to actively manage it, optimize it, and keep it up to date.
And that's where all the tips and strategies we've discussed today come in.
They're designed to help you make the most of your Google Business profile.
And to leverage the power of local SEO to reach more customers.
So as we wrap up, here's a final thought for you, the listener.
What does your Google Business profile currently say about your business?
Take a look at it with fresh eyes and ask yourself.
Is it accurate? Is it complete? Is it engaging?
And what's one small step you can take today to improve it?
Maybe it's adding a new photo or responding to a review.
Or maybe it's creating a compelling Google post.
Whatever it is, take action today.
Because even small changes can make a big difference.
And remember, your Google Business profile is an ongoing process.
It's something you need to nurture and tend to over time.
But the effort is well worth it.
Because a well-managed Google Business profile can be a powerful driver of growth for your business.
And that's what we all want, right?
So go out there and make your profile shine.
And let us know how it goes.
We'd love to hear your success stories.
Thanks for joining us on the Deep Dive.
We'll see you next time.
All right. Take care, everyone. Bye.